And now, a passage from my website. Welcome to Umbrellix, where the cluster names are made up, the airplanes are fictional, the wiki had to be restored from a backup from last year or worst, and the credentials matter. Umbrellix is split from OpenStar. For reference, OpenStar is an IRC network that no longer exists. And now... Oh, I'm trying to find some... Trying to find a copy pasta that I can read off safely. You know? The Orleanok Folly from Three Snowy Man. At 7:03, that wasn't an MD-80. This angle gives a fantastic view of exactly why this is not an MD-80. As you all know, MD stands for Missile Defense, and therefore, on the end... On the underwing, there should be pylons capable of holding anti-missile weapons. However, there are no pylons. Also notice the leading edge slats. They are black. An MD-80 never has black slats, as the MD-80 slats are made out of aluminium. Know what aircraft has black carbon slats? The A-90 Orleanok. Made out of completely carbon composite, it is one of the lightest aircraft ever made, and its two jet engines give it the best thrust-to-weight ratio in any commercial aircraft ever put into production. That's why it's able to maintain such a high AOA as depicted at 7:03. The MD-80 could never pull off such a maneuver. Next time, before posting a video, make sure your commentary is factually correct. Thank you, Air Force Proud 95. Have a nice day. This copypasta is so misinformed. It is horrible. It is actually horrible. Motor Escapades. 2018. Anatomy of an Overconfidence Crash. Names, dates, ages, birthdays, descriptions, and locations have been changed. Genders have been neutralized. And vehicle models and years have been changed to others with the same chassis to protect the undeserving. Meet Alexis McAllister. At the time of occurrence, Alexis is 16 and is trying for their restricted full driving license. They've got most of driving down, and in their 90s Ford F-150 stepside, can even do mild power slides. Being a cautious person despite the testosterone coursing through their veins, they don't generally push it unless they have to achieve the goal. They were a cautious driver, generally staying between 5 under and 3 over the speed limit if the safe speed was above the speed limit. In a driving and car control lesson in late December, in the instructor's Prius, Alexis decided it would be fun to put the thing in maintenance mode. The instructor, Dakota O'Malley, 43, agreed, against their best judgment. It all went well for a while. Then Alexis put their foot down, first on the accelerator, and then the brake. The car, a 2013 Toyota Prius V microvan, started a fishtail. Correcting for it just induced snap oversteer. How?! Alexis panic-braked. Luckily, there was a snowbank on the course, and Alexis, driving Dakota's car, ran into that tail first. Ultimately, Alexis left the car after it couldn't be rocked out by Dakota, and shouted to Dakota, "Dako, I'm gonna try to push you out, okay?" Dakota responded in the affirmative. "Let's do it, Alexis." So Alexis pushes and calls out, "Forward!" to get Dakota to push the accelerator pedal. All told, the damage was about $2,000 for a front and rear bumper, given the insane nature of the crash. Alexis groveled like crazy on the way home, and still panics to this day when they get behind the wheel of a car. Hope I don't go end over again like I did that time in 2017.